You are the source of my strength. I lift my hands in a total of praise to you. And you know, I got to this morning, I read a tweet from Otis Moss III. He said, sheltering in Wakanda. He said, I find it funny. I'm told for loving Jesus, a commitment to the black community, placing the reinvigorating priority and unapologetically black about Southern wisdom. And it hit home to me because I'm trying to do the right thing. And I realize that now it's more than what's going on in the church. And so the other day, some of the news stories in the Southside Center, I decided to post to the New Hope Fellowship Facebook page. And normally things go instantaneous. They said, wait on the post. Finally showed up. And then this morning, as we begin to start worship twice, we started and cut off. Well, you know, they cut us off for a little while. But when you preach it, God's word, no power, no principality is going to cut us off. So I know I've got a barcode and I got a bullseye on the back. I'm talking about a whole lot of things. And churches, we got to change. We got to do a whole lot of things, a whole lot different than a whole lot better. Get out of this echo chamber and move out into the world, just like Jesus said. One, tag that text that was read this morning. Freedom has a cost. Freedom has a cost. I hope the volume is up, because we heard the volume this morning. So, we're doing everything with this technology. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to worship and praise you both in person and virtually. We thank you for all we've heard, all we've experienced, the singing of the choir, the prayer, the reading of the word, but now comes the preaching moment. And so, Lord, work on me. Work on me because I'm human. And because I'm human, I'm a sinner, but thank God I'm a sinner saved by your grace and yours. I'm a sinner, so there are still things destructive in the old world. And so I'm yours. You formed me, you made me, whatever it is, just remove it, no matter how painful it might be. Because people need a word that is a word that is filled with truth. And oh Lord, I just ask you to give me that clarity again of sight, of mind, of speech, so I can speak clearly, so people will understand what I'm talking about this morning. And then as always, I got to call on you, oh Lord, because the years just keep on rolling on. And I'm going to need your strength one more time. And because you've done it before, I know you'll do it again. And I give you all honor and praise in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Freedom has a cost. As a people in general, but more specifically, as members of this band called New Hope Fellowship, the Exodus story has so much meaning. The Exodus story can be so instructive. Because as people of color in this nation, as people who at one time worshiped in a different place, our ancestors experienced slavery, and we are honest with ourselves. Even though there were no chains on our bodies, chains were placed on our minds. Oh, and because of the original sin of this land, racism not only makes others hate us, racism has caused many of us to imitate our oppressors and treat each other in horrible ways. Oh, racism has been taught in schools and institutions of higher education. I heard somebody say the other day that in order to get a GED, we had to learn about white folk, but you can learn earn a PhD without knowing anything about black folk. Preach on that. Racism was endorsed and taught by the church. And culture, that's why 45 wants to start making mandatory the teaching of what he calls patriotic American history. History that leaves our story out. See, culture has been enforcing many things that have kept us from being truly free. However, many times when the opportunity was presented to us, we have refused to embrace freedom. But freedom is not free. Freedom has a cause. And when any little difficulty shows up, a little time, a little convenience might cost you a little bit of money, we are ready to give up. We are ready to talk about how good things used to be and want to go back to our slave condition. But let me tell you something. The good times were not as good as people claimed they were. Does anybody want to go back to have to use the outhouse? Does anybody want to have to cook on that wood stove? Does anybody want to buy clothes without being able to try them on? Does anybody want to go back to working in the field? I know you don't, because people don't even want to help to work in the car. As a people, we have a way of compensating. When if we want to be free, compensating sometimes is the last thing we need to do. We need to face head on the things that life throws at us. And the good days were so good. Why is it that when we got the first opportunity, those who could afford it left the community? Why did we stop doing businesses with the black businesses that not only served us well, but they had our family members and our church members? See, I don't want to go back. In fact, that the choir sing, I won't go back. I can't go back because I've been free, delivered, and set free. Oh, but that did not appear to be the case for the people in the text. Even though God heard their cry and stepped into their situation, even though God made a highway on dry ground in the Red Sea and drowned their enemies, even though they sang the song that I preached last Sunday, a song when they praised God, a song when they thanked God, a song when they sang of their awesome God, yet just one chapter later, got a little hungry, and they forgot, and not only forgot, they wanted to go back and serve Master. Well, you know I've got to park there for a moment and say, if God has delivered you, if God has set you free, when things get a little rough, but life ain't easy, when challenges show up that you have not expected, never forget that it was the Lord who brought you where you are. And if it was God who brought you out, the Lord brought you out to make your life better and to make the lives of others better. No matter how difficult things may be, I live for longer than I expected to. But too many times I've seen easy come, easy go. But when the going got tough, not only did the top get torn, God shows up and makes a way. Oh, I know I'm just in my introduction, but if God has shown up in your life and made a way out of nowhere, you need to give God some praise. Oh, this Sunday, don't have to set things up, but we can just move from chapter 15 to chapter 16. But the first thing we see is the complaint. We know they got to be our cousins because we know how to complain. We were complaining about the heat a few weeks ago. This morning, some folks complaining about it being cold. We complain when it rains. We complain when the sun shines, or we complain about the length of church service, or we complain about the sun. choir sing. We complain about the people who work in the church and the work they do. Those that work complain about those who don't work. They even complain about the pastor. Oh, y'all remember when we were down the road? You don't talk to nobody. You don't need to know everything that happens. Or why did he preach revelation so much? See, many times our complaints are unwarranted. Many times our complaints are just a way to make ourselves feel better about ourselves by putting other folks down. Well, if you want to feel better by yourself, let the Spirit of God fill you. The Hebrew children complained to Moses and Aaron in death. And listen to what they said. Oh, how I wish that the Lord had put us to death while we were still in the land of Egypt. Hungry for one day, maybe two days. They wanted the Lord to death. But they didn't understand. I will never understand. But you know, it wasn't the first time they said it. But they said it as they faced the Red Sea on one side and Pharaoh's army approaching on the other side. They would say it again, but if God has delivered one time, don't you think that God would deliver? See, God had invested his power and his might in these people. God had shown signs and wonders like had never been seen before in these folks. I don't think God would do all of that and just let them die. And when you're ready to give up on God, never forget what God has invested in you, because God has invested something in all of you. And look at how they glamorize their slavery. Working from King C. Martin to King C. Martin, picking up the crumbs. There, we could sit by the pots, cooking meat, and eating our fill of bread. When they did not have time to sit because they had to make bricks without straw. And as for me, I don't know if they had stopped eating pork at this time because the timeline is not clear. Whatever the meat was, it was the equivalent of our pig feet and shepherds. See, they missed it when they accused Moses of God and bring them out. But Moses and God did not bring them out. I might be the first pastor of New Hope Fellowship, but I did not bring you out. We need to stop giving humans credit for a lot of things, for the Lord brought us out. Just like the Lord brought the Hebrew children. And if the Lord brings you out, what ain't gonna let you die? The Lord hears their cry in Egypt. And then when they complain in the desert, God hears one more time. And God responds. See, be careful what you complain about, even if it's only in your spirit. But God not only hears our word, God knows our heart. That's one of our favorite statements. We use that to cover up the ugly things that we do, the ugly things that you say. But you know something? When you say that, you're telling the truth, because God does know your heart. Amen. Preach on what you think. I'm doing the best that I can. See, in this case, God was going to provide. But remember, God also has the right to cut us off. God said to Moses, I'm going to make bread rain down from the sky for you. I've never seen it. You've never seen it. But God, if God said God is going to do it, God didn't have to grow any grain. God didn't have to sift the grain. God didn't have to peel the cover. God doesn't even have to put the dough in the oven. God can handle it so that bread rains down from heaven. God provided, but the provision would be a test. And don't think for a moment, New Hope Fellowship, that God is blessing us in the way he did is also a test. A test to see if we're going to be faithful. A test to see if we're going to be a blessing for other people. See, I know COVID-19 has changed a lot of things, but when COVID-19 is over, it's going to be more than Sunday worship and Sunday school. It's going to be more than Bible study and the hour of power. See, God gave us this great big building and all of this land to be a blessing for others. And I'm going to do all I can to make sure that we pass the test. But no pastor can do it all by him or herself. The test was that the people would go out and gather just enough for that day. Oh, I know that when the test, people couldn't pass the day. Well, it's all about me and mine. It's all about I'll get you before you get me. We hoard so much stuff, or we throw away most of the stuff we put away. And I'm not saying don't plan for a rainy day. But I had this friend, Pat Patrick, he'd always say, how much is enough? I don't care what way your wealth is, but all of us are wealthy in some kind of way, or all of us are poor in some kind of way, but how much is enough of what you put in? God even said that on the sixth day, even before God gave the command to celebrate the Sabbath, when they measure out what they had on the sixth day, it would be twice as much. But did you see why Jesus taught us to pray, give us this day our daily bread? For today is all we have. I tell you, live life to the fullest, and I will believe that if God will bless you to see the next day. God speaks to Moses, and Moses makes a proclamation. When God speaks, somebody needs to make a proclamation. And that's why I say what I say. Because the preacher does not have a monopoly when it comes to talking to God. If God speaks to you, though, you need to tell somebody. Moses says to the people, this evening, not tomorrow, next week, or not next year, you will know that it was the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt. See, I know we need leaders. I know we have expectations of some politicians. But instead of waiting on the leaders all the time, instead of falling apart by the things that certain politicians do, remember, it was the Lord that brought you thus far. And if you want things to get better, call on the Lord. You know, many of us are messed up about the COVID-19 because we didn't take the time to read about the flu of 1918. And people and politicians are making the same mistake they made 102 years ago. Not depending on the politician, listen to God, read the history books. And you know, Mitch McConnell can go against his word if he wants to. He needs to go back to read that history again. He can call the Senate into session where everybody has to attend so he can put who he wants on the Supreme Court. Now, I'm not telling you that I know how God is going to handle things this time, but in 1918, that virus changed the balance of power in the U.S. Senate because 8 senators died. I'm saying to you, bitch, you better wait, you better watch, you better talk to God before you do what you do. Moses goes on to say, in the morning, you will see the Lord's glorious presence. Oh, I know that'd be a frightening sign to many. But wouldn't it be nice to see the presence of the Lord right here on earth? And maybe we've seen the presence of the Lord and maybe it didn't even know it was the Lord. Because the presence of the Lord could have shown up for us in our time of need, just like the presence of the Lord was going to show up for the people in the text. Show up because of their complaint against the Lord has heard. But don't miss what Aaron and Moses are saying, because in 2:2, The scripture said the entire community complained against Moses and Aaron. But Moses and Aaron said, your complaints against the Lord have been heard. See, within God beat Moses in a bush that was burned and not consumed. Moses and Aaron asked the question, who are we? Why blame us? We are just instruments. We are just doing what God told us. And you know, if you truly believe that a person of God is called by God, and you're having a problem with them, first you need to talk to the person, and then you need to talk to God. Because you may be complaining about God. You might be fighting against God and don't even know it. Because Moses had a conversation with God on a regular basis. God told Moses about the meat they would eat in the evening and the bread that they would eat in the morning. See, prayer is a conversation with God. And too many of us have missed our breakthrough. Too many of us don't see our blessings when God puts it in plain eyesight, because we do all the talking and instead of listening to God. Moses says to Aaron, said to the whole Israelite community, come near to the Lord, because the Lord has heard your complaints. Moses tells Aaron to tell the community to come near to the Lord, because the Lord has heard. And as Aaron spoke, and the people assembled, God shows up. And don't say it doesn't happen anymore. That's something that only happens in the Bible. We serve the same God, and the same God is still showing up. Showing up when God sends people in your life. In fact, if you are open to God, if you are willing to let God use you, God can show up in you. And as Aaron spoke, and the whole assembly, they turned and looked to the desert. And just then, the glorious presence of the Lord appeared in a cloud. I don't know about you, but have you ever looked up at the sky and seen a cloud? And you get the presence, get the feeling that the Lord is in the cloud. Well, God was in that cloud. And if I feel that if God wasn't in that cloud, God could show up wherever God wants to show up. God gives Moses instructions. And then because nature listens to God, in the evening, a flock of quail blew down and covered the camp. I've never eaten quail. Some consider it a delicacy. Years ago, Serena and I went to Montreal. You know, we ate it, what they said was one of the best restaurants in North America. And they served us quail. I was brand new at first, but went on later. And then later, I found out they contained many of the nutrients that our bodies need. No big things. You know about it, Ray. You had it before. See, when God shows up, though, God always gives God's best. Let me say that one more. When God shows up and God gives us something, God always gives God's best. Don't you think it's time for us to give God our best instead of our leftovers? See, I hate to think what our situation if God treated us the same way we treat God. Well, really, it's real easy. God had to do was speak, and quails flew in. But raining down bread from heaven was something that would be hard for us to comprehend. But it happened. They say in the morning, there was a layer of dew all around the camp. God was up to something that had never happened before. For when the layer of dew there on the desert surface were thin flakes. They were not snow flakes because dew and snow don't go together. The flakes were as thin as frogs on the ground. But remember, they were in the desert. The desert that is dry. The desert where it might get cold. but not snow. And if it was frost, the flakes would melt when the Hebrews picked up. See, God has a way of showing up in ways that have never been experienced before. We call it miracle, but when the Jews saw it, they called it, what is it? But they had never seen it before. They didn't know what it was. They didn't know what it could do. Not only that, since it was for them, if others saw it, they would probably want to see it. Lord, in our situation right now, where the world has gone crazy, when our nation is divided, when Christians are sometimes the one making things better and worse instead of better, Lord, send us something. What is it? Something that we won't know what it is at first. But God will have somebody to tell us what it is. And in the case of the people in the text, it was Moses. Moses said, this is the bread of the Lord has given you to eat. And because man does not live by bread alone, when we needed a Savior, God came up with another. What is it? When what is it was born, most people thought he was just another baby. Even though the angel proclaimed his birth, our what is it grew up like any other boy. Even though he astounded the teachers in the temple, our what is it submitted and went down in the water and was baptized just like others. How, what is it? Started performing miracles, feeding thousands with just a little food, healing the sick, raising the dead, walking on water, speaking to the winds and the waves, and they obeyed. Some of those who walked with him didn't know who what is with was. Not until what is it climbed up Calvary's Hill. Not until what is it suffered and died on that old rugged cross. Not until God got what is it with all power. Did the people who walked with what is it know? And we know that our what is it was not just any man. Our what is it was God in human flesh. So whenever we complain, our what is it? His name is Jesus. Jesus is here to walk with us, to talk with us, because we belong to him. He tells us we are his own. I know we sing the song, don't complain, but I say complain when necessary, because God knows our hearts. Complain, and God will hear that complaint. And if that complaint is valid, God will handle it so we can handle our freedom. The freedom that God made available right here on earth. And the freedom from sin and death that what is it paid for on Calvary. Embrace your freedom. Be willing to pay the cost. Handle the problems that you can and then turn things over. I said turn things over. Turn things over, and the Lord who brought you out, the Lord who brought you out of that dark situation, the Lord who brought you out of that breakdown situation, the Lord that brought you out of that situation, no matter what it was, is the Lord will. I said the Lord will. The Lord will provide. We all said it's amazing how the Lord provides. God will. God will provide, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt, what our situation might be. Amen. Amen. And amen.